Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life. Whee!
Posey Flynn sings, Posey Flynn sings. Everybody ready for Posey Flynn sings.
You're a shooting star. Yeah, you come so far. You can do anything. You can be anything. You're a shooting star.
Rooty toot toot, good morning to all my shooting stars out there. That's right, the man that puts the spark in sparkling is back. Hollow Diamond is on the mic, and Crumb Humdrum is taking a hike. I solemnly swear to never let another smooth jazz song play on this airwave, and I cannot apologize more to all my loyal listeners. Moving on to some fabulous news, can anyone guess what today is? It's not Groundhog's Day, not your mama's birthday, or the 4th of July. It's the day we've all been waiting for, the Starlight Star Bright Sing-Off. I'll be here in my recording studio at the tippy-top of Tip-Top Towers all morning before I hop, a skip, and twirl my way over to Interstellar Center Arena, where the competition will commence. I can't wait to see all my little stars and starlets there.
Oh, hi there, my bestest friends in the whole wide world. It's me, Posey Flynn. I just finished packing everything I could possibly need on this adventure in my handy-dandy fanny pack. What adventure? Smush and I are sneaking out of Moonlight Manor and going to Starlight City to find Harlow Diamond. Isn't that right, Smush? Smush?
I'm all right.
Silly Smush, what are you doing over there in the storage closet?
Just gearing up for our adventure.
That's a lot of stuff. Are you sure you'll need all of that?
You can never be too prepared.
That's true, but I still think you won't need half of those things. Let's get rid of some things you won't need so it doesn't slow you down.
Okay, if you say so.
First up, scuba gear?
For when we swim in the river.
That's way too dangerous. We'll be taking a boat.
Bye-bye, scuba gear.
I don't think you'll need those mountain climbing boots.
But what if we have to climb up a really tall building when we get to Starlight City?
We can take the elevator, silly Smush.
Oh, yeah. Toodles, mountain climbing boots.
You won't need an umbrella. It's a bright and sunny day.
See you later, umbrella.
What's that?
Bug spray, in case any of those pesky flies show up again.
Okay, I think we should be good to go now.
Wait, we forgot one of the most important things.
What's that?
Snacks.
Don't worry, I packed you some banana chips.
What? Banana chips?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of different types of banana-flavored things. Banana chips, banana bread, banana pudding, banana pancakes, banana ice cream.
Oh, I need to try them all!
Once we get to Starlight City, we'll be able to get all the banana foods you want.
What are we waiting for?
Posey Flynn?
Quick, Smush! I'll meet you outside! Yes, Aunt Kitty?
Madam Kitty?
My word, what have you done to our storage closet?
Just plain dress up.
You can play the maid and clean all this up.
You got it. This place will be squeaky clean in no time.
Why are you so chipper?
Chipper?
Sprightly. Vivacious, effervescent, sanguine. Good grief, Posy Flynn. I'm asking you why you're so happy.
I am. I'm chipper as a chipmunk, sprightly with a spring in my step, vividly vivacious, forever effervescent, sanguine like a tangerine. I'm sad. Really sad. Bluer than the sky, melancholy like a rotten melon, glum like a plum.
That's more like it. Esmeralda Fifi and I will be going into Starlight City today for the Starlight Starbright sing-off.
That's today?
Yes, and you still are not allowed to go. I don't want to hear any arguments otherwise.
Okay, I understand.
You're not going to beg me to go? Not even a small ask?
Nope, I know my place is here and not on the big stage.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're finally starting to realize that. Anywho, we'll be out all day. I expect dinner ready on the table upon our return.
Anything your heart desires.
I'm beginning to like this new version of you, Posy Flynn. Keep this up, and perhaps we can discuss getting you some new bedsheets instead of those stitched-together rags. I have your great-great-great-grandmother's bedsheets in the attic that haven't seen the light of day in centuries.
I would love nothing more.
That's not a guarantee. We'll see how you behave in the coming days. Ta-ta for now!
Bye, Aunt. Madam Kitty. Phew! That was a close one. Goodbye, room. Even though you're just a dreary basement, I still liked you. I'll take that as an I'll miss you too, Posy Flynn. Now to meet Smush outside. I just have to climb up to the window. I should be able to reach it with the one big jump. I did it! I'm in the front yard!
Posy! I got really scared Aunt Meanie was going to stop you from leaving.
Nope. Look, there goes Aunt Kitty, Esmeralda, and Fifi now.
I wish we could ride in a limousine.
We will one day. I promise. Okay, they're gone. Now's our chance. We have to go down the hill to the river. Come on.
Want to see me do a cartwheel? Watch this.
Careful, Smush.
Whoa!
Smush, you just tumbled all the way down the hill. Are you okay?
I'm all right. Wowee! This river is a lot bigger than I remember.
And the water sure is moving fast.
Maybe we should go back.
No. We have to get to Starlight City, and the only way to get there is to go across the river. I know we can do it if we stick together.
Okay, Posy. Me and all your friends are right behind you.
Look, there's a boat we can take. This rowboat is perfect. First, we have to put on our life vests.
Life vest on.
I'll get in first. Now I just need to grab the oars and... the boat's moving away from the shore.
Don't forget me.
Run and jump onto the boat, Smush. You can do it.
Okay. Here I go.
You did it. Way to go, Smush.
Woohoo! Go, Smush! Go, Smush! Race the roof! Race the roof!
Take a seat, Smush, and enjoy the ride. We're going across the river.
mantle. I see it glitter in gold. It's picture perfect, nothing like I've ever known. And I want it so bad. It's so exciting, my sugar rush in a dream. It's so electric, nothing like I've ever seen.
Bush and I will meet all of you guys in the city. We just have to dock the boat and we'll be right behind you. See you right after this.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Welcome back, and welcome to Starlight City.
I don't think I've ever seen this many humans in one place.
It's stupendous. It's everything I ever imagined it to be. I feel like all of my dreams can come true when I'm here.
I think I smell bananas.
Smush, be careful. Sorry, everyone. Smush, you always have to look both ways before crossing the street, especially in a big city.
Sorry, but the smell of bananas drives me bananas. It's through this crowd. Come on.
Wait for me. Excuse me. Pardon me. My apologies.
What is that?
It looks like a frozen banana stand.
A frozen banana stand? Can I get one? Can I get one? Please, please.
Okay, Smush. I do have some money in my handy-dandy fanny pack. But we can only get one. One frozen banana, please.
Would you like it dipped in chocolate?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Did that monkey just talk?
Don't be silly, Mr. Venderman. It's just my little brother dressed in a monkey costume.
Oh, okay. Halloween in the summer. That's totally not suspicious or weird at all. Here's a frozen banana dipped in chocolate.
Thank you. And here you go, Smush.
This is the greatest moment of my life. Uh-oh, I ate it too fast. I'm getting brain freeze.
Let's just sit you down right here on this bench until your brain melts back to normal.
My brain is gonna melt?
No, silly.
How are we gonna find Harlow Diamond in this big city?
He said on his radio show that his studio is on the tippy-top floor of Tip Top Towers. We just have to find a way to get there.
Tip Top Towers? That could be any of these tall buildings.
Look, a bus is coming this way. Maybe we can take it there. Hi there, Ms. Bus Driver Lady. We'd like a ride to Tip Top Towers, please.
I'd be happy to give you a ride, but unfortunately, there are no pets allowed on the bus.
Well, can you at least tell us how to get to Tip Top Towers?
Sure can. It's the tallest building in the city. You can see it right ahead of us.
Wowee! It's so tall! Thank you!
Have a good day.
I knew I should have brought my mountain climbing gear. That's the tallest building I've ever seen.
Come on, let's go. I'll race you there.
No one can defeat the speedy Smush.
Whoa, look at that store. It's a Gemma Gold fan club. Let's check it out. Wowie, they have all these TVs in the window showing Gemma in concert.
Look at that girl who's leaving the store. She has a Gemma Gold t-shirt on.
Excuse me.
Huh?
Hi, I'm Posey Flynn.
Hi.
I see you're a big fan of Gemma Gold, too. I love her.
It doesn't look like you do.
Well, what do you mean?
You don't have the official Gemma Gold fan club t-shirt like I do.
Well...
Or the official Gemma Gold fan club sunglasses.
Yeah, but...
Or the official Gemma Gold fan club sneakers.
I know, but...
Or any of the Gemma Gold fan club merchandise. It looks to me like you're not a fan at all.
But I am!
Did you make those clothes you're wearing yourself?
I did!
Looks like it. Bye!
I don't like that girl. She reminded me of Aunt Kitty, Esmeralda, and Fifi.
I guess not everyone in the city is going to be friendly.
Don't worry, Posey. I know you're Gemma's biggest fan.
I know, and I don't need anything like a silly t-shirt or sunglasses to prove it. Once I win the competition, everyone will see.
You tell them. Who are you telling?
Silly Smush. Come on, Tip Top Towers is just across the street. Here we are.
Wowee! It's even taller up close. I don't think I could even bend my neck all the way to see up that far. Do you think you can see the clouds from the tippy-top floor?
I think we'll be able to touch the stars when we're on the tippy-top floor. Come on, let's go inside.
Whoa, what kind of door is this? It spins in a circle.
It's called a revolving door. All you have to do is step inside and keep walking through as the doors spin. I'll go first so you can watch.
Piece of banana cake.
Uh-oh, Smush is getting spun around in the revolving doors.
I'm all right.
I guess revolving doors are more tricky than I thought.
Ugh, I'm so dizzy. I see four posies in front of me.
You stay put, Smush. I'm going to go up to the receptionist and ask to go up to see Harlow.
One posy, two posies, three...
Good idea. You take a nap. I'll be back before you can say gumdrop lollipop. Hi there, Miss Receptionist Lady. I'm here to see the King of Sparkle.
Who?
Harlow Diamond.
Oh, right. Mr. Diamond is a very busy man. Don't you know today is the Starlight Starbright sing-off?
That's exactly why I'm here. He told me I should sing in it.
That's great, sweetheart, and I'm sure you'll be fantastic, but the competition isn't here. It's at the Interstellar Center Arena.
I know.
Then why are you here?
To see Harlow.
Security, we have another Harlow fan in the lobby.
Oh, I'm not just a fan. I'm Posy Flynn. If you can just call Harlow, I'm positively sure he'll tell you to let me come up to the tippy-top of Tip Top Towers.
Okay. Let's see what Mr. Diamond has to say. Yes, Mr. Diamond? I have a Posy Flynn here to see you. I told her that you're a very busy man and... Oh, I see. Oh, of course. Right away, sir. Well, I stand corrected, Ms. Flynn. You may take the elevator all the way to the top floor and Mr. Diamond will meet you there.
Thank you, thank you, thank you! Wake up, Smush! We're going to the tippy-top floor!
Huh? Where am I?
You're in Tip Top Towers and we're going to see Harlow Diamond!
Oh, yeah! Between the brain freeze and the spinning doors, this city sure is dangerous.
Now to push the button on the elevator to go up. I can't believe this! I'm so super-duper excited! I can't wait to show Harlow how well I know Gemma's new song, Dance in the Mirror! He's going to love it! Since Tip Top Towers is so tall, this elevator ride might take a bit. We'll meet you guys up there the next time we hang out! If you love Posy Flynn Sings, then you absolutely, positively will love all the Go Kid Go shows. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love singing along to the songs in Posy Flynn Sings, you can check them out on iTunes or stream them on your favorite music app. I hope you all have a fantabulous day. See you again soon. And remember, you're a shooting star.
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.